everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dear Young Person. My name is NT, of course. And in this episode, I'll be talking to a couple of young people who I met on a trip to Benin Republic. They're all Nigerians, so yeah, it's that. So I'll just be asking them things around what's going on in this period. By what's going on, I mean getting PVCs and getting ready for the election. So the first person I'll be speaking to is Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. You're Nigerian, correct?
Yes, just want to put that out. I'm a Nigerian, full-blooded Edo girl.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 20-something years old.
That's good enough for us. Do you have a PVC?
I have a temporary PVC card. I did my enrollment in November. I was sent a text message that my PVC is ready to come and pick up. I went to the collection center and the queue, I said, I can't do this. I will do it when I come back from this trip. So I will be going there Tuesday or Wednesday to go pick it up.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. At least what we know is that you're going to get it regardless of what happens.
Yes, of course. Definitely. I want to vote, so I would definitely do everything in my power to ensure that we get in the right candidate. Our lives depend on it, so I would put in effort to get it.
That makes so much sense. Have you ever voted though?
I've never, because I've never actually owned a PVC. This is my first time owning a PVC, so I would be voting. I've never voted before.
Okay. Okay. From all you said, I can already infer that you're really interested in voting.
Yes.
Is there like any particular reason why it's so important to you this time around?
Well, for the 20-something years I've been on Earth, alive, I have experienced bad leadership. I've never really seen my country be better. It has always gone from bad to worse. And I think that this time is the time for people of my generation to speak up. And I want to be part of that movement. So I am making deliberate efforts to ensure that I'm part of that movement. I want to be part of the reason why Nigeria went from bad, worse to good. And I am so looking forward to this coming election.
All right, that makes sense. So do you think that there's a glimmer of hope? Do you think that there's light at the end of this dark tunnel that we are in?
Well, there are a lot of conspiracy theory about how I don't know if I should mention this, but my candidate is Peter Obi. So there are a lot of people saying that, you know, Labour Party, although it was strong before during the time of Adam Sosomole, it's not as strong as it used to be. They don't have enough funding, they don't have enough structure, blah, 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 blah. I feel like there are a lot of, I don't know the stats, but I know Nigerian, we are close to a billion, if not more. There are a lot of people who do not have PVC. There are people who have never voted in their lives. And the majority of people who have voted in the past are just our parents, right? So if I can threaten my mother and my father that if you don't vote for Peter Obi, I'm not going to send you allowance anymore. I think that we can do something. I'm serious, because if I say dad and mom, you guys are going to vote Peter Obi, and my generation, they are all trying to get PVC. I think we can do it. We did it during NSAS. People did not believe us. People did not, rest in peace to the people who died. A lot of people gave up their life, and I fear too that something similar might happen, because I know that we are the coconut head generation and we want to defend our vote. I just fear about the things that will happen, but I know we can do it. I believe, I'm confident that we can do it. We would get the right candidate in there. I'm very positive.
Okay. So what's your advice for your fellow young Nigerians?
Go out and get registered. Line up, queue up, just pick out a date. I know it's hard, just take out a date. Please go get a PVC. Please stay behind to defend your mandate. Please vote Peter Obi. I'm not paid to do this, but please vote Peter Obi.
Alright, yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Tamuna.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tamuna Tonye, and I am in my late 20s.
Okay.
What else do you want to know about me?
Do you have a PVC?
Yes, I have a PVC, and I've had a PVC since I was 18.
So have you voted before?
Yes.
Who did you vote for last time?
Who were the candidates?
Last time.
I'd rather not say. She doesn't remember.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. Yeah. Okay. So, is there something about this particular election that has you gingered to actually do stuff? Is there something about it specifically?
I'm going to vote because it's my civil right. I'm never gingered about any election. I just vote because it's something I feel like I should do. It's my contribution to making Nigeria better. So I'm not particularly passionate about anyone. In fact, this is one of the elections where I feel a bit slightly, let me not say hopeless, but you get what I mean. Like, the candidates from the major party are not looking good. If we have Tinubu and we have Atiku as the major ruling parties, then I'm scared of where this country is going to.
So this means that even if you're going to vote, your issue with the voting is that these are the people from the two ruling parties, even though we have like other parties since we practice a multi-party system?
Yes, because we know what happens. I will vote, but I don't trust that my vote counts.
But you will still go out.
But I would definitely vote.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, that's you exercising your civil rights. And really, if we keep saying that, oh, because these are the only two people that we can see from the ruling party, so we won't vote, that gives them the power, which shouldn't be. So, from what you said, I'm tempted to assume that you don't think there's hope for Nigeria. Would that be correct?
It won't be correct.
Okay.
Because I want to believe in this country. I want to believe that we can get somewhere. But the future looks bleak. But I think with God on our side, everything is possible. Sometimes I laugh about it and say that I don't know if God has left us at this point, because every time we're calling God, 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 we need to start making things happen by ourselves. Yeah.
Okay. So are you pro-JAPA or not?
I used to be very not... I used to not believe in JAPA as they say, but seeing what is happening in this country, where this country is heading, how basic things are done, there's something I particularly believe, and this is that a country gets the leaders it deserves. Because the people are just as bad as the leaders in the smallest things. The leaders you get are what the people deserve. Because the people are the ones becoming leaders, even though, unfortunately, in this country, we're always saying leaders of tomorrow. Tomorrow will come, it will still be the same people that were there while you were a baby that are still there. Because that has been my experience with this country. But something as little as getting a yellow card for this trip was the most stressful thing ever. I can't even say most stressful thing in my life, because I know that as long as I'm living in this country, my stresses are not going to be any less. So I'm very pro living if you can, if it's actually a better life. Because there are some people that are traveling abroad that are not necessarily going for a better life. They're just going because it's abroad, but you are going to be cleaning dead bodies there. Don't do that one, no. Get a good job and have like a good life, because you are going, every country has its poor people. Don't go and leave your Nigerian country poor and be the poorest person in America or the poorest person in the UK. You still have help from family and friends in Nigeria. When you're abroad, nobody knows your name. Nobody knows who you are. Your family is no longer your family. So I'm pro-JAPA for professionals.
So the other people should just stay in Nigeria and suffer.
They'll help the country get better.
Okay. All right.
The service industry is very important to every nation. We'll be coming in on holidays. IJGB. I just got back.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you have any advice for your fellow young Nigerians?
I would say vote, regardless of whether you think it will count. One day, the vote will count.
So just keep at it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you. I enjoyed this conversation.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Okay, my name is Dolapoa.
Hi, Dolapoa. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, you know the drill. I mean, we're all in the same space right now. So,
yes.
We're just taking turns. So, your name, you said that. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm in my 20s.
Okay. Do you have a PVC?
I have a temporary slip. I'm hoping to get the permanent one soon.
Okay. All right. Have you ever voted?
No. This was actually my first time of registering and following the process to the end.
Okay. So, by doing that, I want to assume you are interested in voting.
Yes.
Any reason why?
You know, there's a level you get that you'd be like, it concerns me too.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of got to that space in the past few years, and I was like, you actually really need to vote. Now, I'm not particularly optimistic about it yet.
Okay.
But I also believe that it's a step in the right direction, because I keep imagining if everyone had thought the way I thought maybe in the past few years, like, okay, you know what, it will still be bad anyway, it's none of my business. Imagine the percentage of the population the percentage of my generation that is actually saying something like that. So what happens is that you have these people that you claim you don't want leveraging on that.
Yeah.
And they are making you believe that your vote actually doesn't count, in which it actually does at the end of the day. So yeah.
But actually, I'm of the opinion that your votes count, because if it didn't, why would people go through that stress of trying to get many uneducated people to register just so they can pay them to just like thumbprint something?
Yes.
So I think it actually counts, but they've sold that idea that, oh, no matter what you do, your votes won't count. And so those who should know better and do better are just like, I beg, I'm never going to stress myself, let me not bother.
Exactly.
So it's good that we've come to that point, that realization, and we're like, you know what? We are more than you are. Really, the people are more than those in government.
Yeah, we have a larger percentage of youth, so.
Yeah. So do you think there's a glimmer of hope for Nigeria as it currently is, maybe in the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really definite. Why?
Nope. Yes, in the future, there is. If everyone is actually passionate about things the way we are now. Okay. But in the next 4, 5, 6 years, I am not sure. And like Tamino said, it's very bleak when you're looking at the people that are being presented to you to come and rule this same nation for maybe the next 4 to 8 years again. And if we have to repeat this cycle, then I do not think, and when you're looking at the rate at which people are leaving, when you're looking at the rate at which the economy is declining, it's very difficult for me to assume that, just because we're trying to get one simple thing right, then everything is going to be perfect. But I do think that if everyone can get in the right frame of mind to actually make it their business, then maybe in the nearest future, maybe we will not be the ones to benefit heavily from it, but then maybe we'll be setting a good pace for the generations coming after us, and they would not have to deal with this at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's just as important, because I think that whoever comes into government right now may not necessarily be able to clear decadence, but at least he can put structures in place that if we get someone good for the next administration to just build on.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Are you pro JAPA or stay in Nigeria and build the country?
Wow. Can I be political about the answer?
Yeah.
So I am pro JAPA, but I'm also pro building.
Okay.
For me, I will use myself as an example. I want to build for Nigeria. I am building for Nigeria. But I don't think I want to be here building for Nigeria.
So you want to build for
Africa? I want to build for Africa from outside of Africa.
Okay.
Maybe then I feel like I will have the resource. Because, you know, it's funny that you're looking at your life go by. Year in, year out, hoping 4 years will come, 4 years will come again. And before you know, you're actually 40.
True.
And you are literally still trying to find the reins of your life, because, well, you're Nigerian. And what people want it's not even to be wealthy or to be extremely rich. People just want the, they want the basics.
Yeah.
Give me electricity, give me security, let me be able to move around and not, you know, just the basics really at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And the country is not providing that. And the reason why I feel Jakpa is very, is much more right now is because there's no way you can watch your younger years just be passing by, and you know there's better out there. There are people that will appreciate you. You can use your skills in a much better way. So, left to me, I am heavily pro-Jakpa, with Nigeria still in mind. So, if that makes any sense.
So, you'll be one of those out of the country, two flags on Twitter by you people.
Yes.
Okay.
And those ones, they are the most patriotic.
Yes.
I will be fighting for the country from outside of the country. I also feel like having a choice is, okay, is also another thing. Even though I know a number of people will argue with me that when you have a choice, you're not very passionate about the country, but I would like to disagree in the sense that when you have a choice, for example, maybe you have dual citizenship,
yeah,
it allows you to think clearly. You're not thinking from survival mode, and most of us in this country are in survival mode every other day. So that's my own perspective to that, Sha.
Okay. So what's your advice for your fellow young Nigerians?
It concerns you. It's your it's your business too, because believe me, you, no matter who you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how secure you think you are, he will come and find you. One way or the other, the disaster will find you. So it's your business to the core, to the very extreme. So yeah.
True. I mean, like they always say, you're just one sickness away from poverty in Nigeria.
Yes.
So yeah, thank you, Dolapo. This was really insightful.
Thank you
so much.
Welcome.
Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Ijoma. I prefer to be called EJ. My age, I'm in my 20s, yeah.
Okay. Hi, EJ. Nice
hi,
to meet
hi,
you.
Hi, Auntie.
So, the question I've been asking everyone, do you have a PVC?
Yes, I do have a PVC, but just like everybody, it's temporary. I just registered for the first time and I'm here to get my permanent one.
Okay. So that means you've not voted up until this moment?
No, I haven't. Reason why is, well, we've always heard that your vote doesn't count, so why stress yourself? But right now, things are getting worse, so it's just best to have that. And mentally, I always felt like, you know, Nigerian, just like you have your national ID card, you should also have something like that, just in case someone goes crazy. You have it for an identity, not for voting. So, yeah.
All right. So I take it that you are 50-50 interested in voting, interested in not voting, or just having it as an ID or means of like identification?
So yeah, definitely I'm interested in voting because I feel like, what's the word now? I have to do something different. I can't just expect that I stay in my house, I tweet about it all day and I'm not doing anything. So definitely I'm all in for, you know what, get your PVC and vote. So I'm definitely interested in voting.
So do you think that in this coming election, your vote is going to count for something?
No, I don't think it will. But at least I'm sure that is a starting point, but I don't think it will. So because I feel like if we look at the numbers, a lot of people are saying they would get their PVC, but they are not. So personally, I did a sample test. I went for a shoot recently and I asked about 15 people. And out of the 15 people, 13 did not have intentions of getting their PVC. And I know these people personally because I'm always seeing their tweets when they put PVC on Twitter or something. And everybody's always shouting. So it now almost feels like we're shouting about it, but we're not doing it. But it's fair because I said no because I said it might be better because at least it's way better than last 4 years where people were more making noise more about it and not doing anything. If we're looking at numbers, we might have maybe like a 20% or 30% increase of people who have done their PVC unlike last year. But I don't think to an extent, I really don't think the vote is going to count for anything. Yeah.
Okay, but at least it's a good step in the right direction.
It's a good start. So maybe the next 4 years.
Ha! 1 hour for this country. So, that means you're not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel in the next 4 years.
For this next election, I don't think so. But you know how Nigeria is now. When a particular party has entered for the first 4 years, automatically in our mindset, they're just going to be there for the next eight years. So, we're looking at another 8 years. But yeah, we're hoping for the best. We're going to do our best, and we're also hoping for the best.
Okay. So, in light of everything you said, are you pro-Japa or stay and build your country?
Yeah, me, I just want to travel the world.
I
really love Nigeria, to be honest. I really love Nigeria. But see, personally, if you want to jackpot, please do it by all means. If you don't want to, stay here and build. But me, I'm a very big fan of, you know what, I should make my money here and I should be able to have access to anywhere I want to go to and come back.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to just go and leave. I'm not so much of a, I don't know, I love home, I love my culture, I love Nigeria. So I want to be able to have, I'm just about building, getting enough wealth to get other passports, to get European, all the passports, I want to get all of them. But I still want to stay here. I still want to do everything. I still want to build here. I still believe in Nigeria, right? So
that's very valid. I mean, I always tell people that I'm never looking to leave the country for like relocation, and they always look at
and
me
and they always say like, yeah, what's wrong with you? Because if you're talking to young people now, what's your next plan? Oh, okay, I'm going to the embassy. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? That kind of thing. But yeah, we'll all be fine.
Yeah, true that. Do you have any advice for your fellow young Nigerians?
I believe it starts with me, and I believe it starts with you. Right, so anything you want, anything you say you want, anything, as if you even have a company or you're running a brand, you can't just keep telling people to do something when you're not doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
So if you want to see a change, be the change you want to see. It starts from as little as giving someone vibe, as little as talking down, just little things, as standing up for yourself, little things like that. It's going to make a better country, a better nation. When a last man is arguing with you, like, your governor cannot come and do anything about that case. You are the one that will have to know what you are going to say, what you are going to do. So it just begins with you. I'm not saying we should fight or we should break bottle or something. Just the tiniest things that you can do, you should be able to do them effectively and do them well and patriotic. Yeah.
That makes sense. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Auntie.
Thank you, IJ. Introduce yourself.
My name is Mercy Oka. I am in my 20s.
Okay. Mercy, do you have a PVC?
At the moment, no, but I already registered for it, so I'll be getting it soon.
Okay. That's a great step. So that means you've never voted. This is your first time.
I've actually had the temporary PVC in the time past, but I never got the permanent one until it expired. So this is my first experience. This will be my first experience getting one.
Okay. So are you interested in voting this time around, or you want to just get it as a means of identification?
To be honest, I'm interested in helping decide who our next leader is going to be. I think we've gotten to a stage where we really would have to take power into our hands and, you know, try to be the change that we want to see.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested in voting for the next president of Nigeria.
Just president, not local government, state government.
We could get those, but I'm really invested in the presidency because it needs to start from the head. If the head is not making sense, the others can misbehave and, you know, do anyhow because they know that the actual PS is not going to. Take, for instance, all of the things that have been happening in Nigeria and, you know, there's no official statement from anybody. There's no empathy whatsoever.
Yeah.
And people know that they can get away with these things. That's why they keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I think I'm more focused on the presidency. Of course, I'm still going to have to vote and in who I want to be the governor of my state and all of those things.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. So do you think there's a glimmer of hope for Nigeria in the next 4 years? Do you see any light?
Actually, I do see a light, but 4 years is too soon because the corruption and the decay in our system would take way more than 4 years to get better. Yes, but I feel like if we act right, if people can have the same mind that I have now, we are taking the first step towards becoming a better country. Because I know that Nigeria is an amazing place with, you know, several opportunities. And if the youth can say enough is enough, and actually, like I read somewhere about, I don't know if it's Zimbabwe, where their youths had one mind and said, okay, so this is it. We are really going to take out this old people that don't want to leave the power. Their economy isn't even as bad as ours at the moment. And they did it. And their current president is way better than what they've been having in time past. So yes, I think this, even if my candidate is Peter Obi, I'm proud of saying it. My candidate is Peter Obi. And even if he doesn't win the election, I think we'll be passing a statement that, okay, so we are really ready to take the step, we're really ready to be the change that we want to see. So even if he doesn't win the election, I'm sure that sometime later on in the future, things would hopefully change for the better, because it cannot keep being the way it is currently. It is terrible. True. It cannot keep being this way. So hopefully we can eventually be the giant of Africa that people see us to be.
Okay, so I mean, I get the whole thing with Peter Obi, because as much as we are saying, oh, this is who we want, we also know that the forces that are against us are really great.
Yes, a lot.
So if
so
we can just pass it.
So many godfatherism and all of those things. Yeah. But I feel like we shouldn't let... I think the issue is that we put too much... We confer too much authority on these people. You know how we say... We oh, these people, they already won, and because we think they already won, we won't do our own part. You know, a vote can change everything.
Yeah.
So we confer too much authority on them. If we could actually do our own part and leave the rest for, I don't want to bring religion into it, but whomever it is you believe in, do your own part and leave the rest. I believe in God, so I'll do my own part and leave the rest for God. So at the end of the day, I think it all boils down to actually just taking a stand. There's no time for you to sit on the fence this time around. There's no, I think I am in, I think I'm not. Take a stand and stand for the person that you want.
Okay. So do you have any plans of relocating anytime soon?
I have a business in Nigeria. Okay. I have a business in Nigeria. I've never even been a pro-Jabba person, but so many things have happened in recent times that have, you know, made my decisions sway a little. But no, I think I would want to still stay and help Nigeria grow. I would want to, like IJ said, I would want to I want to be able to travel the world and still come back knowing that my country is safe. I don't want to feel safer in another man's land when I know that we could also get the same thing in Nigeria. Like I said before, we have several opportunities. We have we are capable of a whole lot more. So if we can put our feet down and actually help be the change that we want to see, I feel like there wouldn't be any need for us to Jakba and all of those things, because it's so sad to see that so many young people, not even young, even middle-aged people that maybe are, you know, I don't know, but so many people are literally just upping and leaving the country, you know, trying to start afresh. So many friendships are broken, so many relationships are broken. Even now, you know, on Twitter, they say things like, they now have Japa compatibility, which is I don't even understand how that is so sad. And Nigeria is causing this. So to be honest, I'm not pro Japa, but if worse comes to worse, I may move, you know. If worse comes to worse, I may move, but at Nigeria I would always have my heart. I would want to stay back and help, you know, be the change that I want to see.
That's so touching. Do you have any advice for
you have any advice for your fellow young Nigerians?
My advice would be, I know that we all have the right to choose who our candidate should be, but I'd want to implore us not to be so focused on the temporary gains that you lose sight of, you know, the bigger picture. You know how people would say, oh, they're going to give us this amount of money. You know how obviously those people would maybe pay.
Yeah.
But the little change you're collecting, that's going to cost you a whole lot in the future. True. And I know somebody said something about it will reach you. It will reach everybody. Sorry, yeah. I'm going to use speech. Yes, it concerns you. Yes. You may say, oh, it's not going to affect me. Oh, my family are safe. Oh, we know these people in power. But one way or the other, the corrupt practices and the decay in the country is still going to get to you. So don't sell your birthright, literally. Don't do it like it. So don't sell your birthright for the temporary gains. Because if the country is working, you're also going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
So don't be so short-sighted. Yeah. Yes, don't be so short-sighted that you lose sight of what eventually happens in the future. So please, I know that you have a right to choose your candidate, but if you can be morally upright enough to choose the best person for Nigeria, that's all I have to tell you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Auntie. I had a great time.
Thank you. So did I.
What's your name and how old are you?
My name is Pukola Peace. I'm 25.
Okay, so Peace, do you have a PVC?
No, I do not yet. So I did this online registration and I was supposed to go to get the physical one, right? And I couldn't go that day because of work. So I think I'll just go when I get back into country.
Okay. All right. So when you do get the PVC, are you going to vote? If yes, do you have a preferred candidate or do you have a reason why you're going to vote?
Well, I mean, I'm going to vote just because it's my civil right. I should try to contribute to the leadership of the country. I'm not very passionate about it, to be honest. What's the last question? I don't have a candidate yet. I'm still reviewing. Okay. Yeah.
So yes, you will have one at some point?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Do you think that when you do cast your vote, it's going to count for something?
No, I do not. I've thought that for years. Years back, I worked for a few politicians in their PR teams, and I could see, like, from the inside how things happen. And it is not pretty. Like, it is very dirty. It is even worse than people think or know. So,
yeah.
Honestly, for me, it's like a lot of hopelessness. I'm like, honestly, it's going to be really, really tough. But like someone said earlier, this is a step in the right direction. Maybe sometimes in the future, this momentum is going to get to a level where it will actually make a difference. So yeah, it's good that we just, even if we feel hopeless or feel like it won't count, we still go ahead and cast our votes. Yeah, but it's not pretty, to be honest.
So you can cast your votes to show that young people can take a stand.
Yes,
but you should also bear in mind that it may not affect a change.
That's for me, but I mean, good for people that are passionate. I like that. It's good.
Okay, Peace, are you pro-JAPA or not?
Okay, I'm not. And it's not about politics or how bad Nigeria is. I like to say that my life is optimized for happiness. And the people and the things that spark joy in my life are in Nigeria. That is just the way it is right now. It might change in future and I'll leave. But right now, that is what it is.
Okay. Do you have any advice for your fellow young Nigerians?
Take action as much as you can. Have faith. Keep the faith of the democracy, like people say. Believe that it will happen someday and do everything that you can to make sure that it will. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Naomi.
Okay. Hi, Naomi. Do you have a PVC?
No, I don't.
Okay, are you looking to get one?
I'll definitely get one.
All right. So when you do get one, are you going to consider voting or it's just for ID?
I think, well, to be sincere, for me, it's just for ID. I don't know yet when it comes to voting, so I'm not sure about it yet.
That means I can't ask if you have a preferred candidate.
No, I don't. I'm not even sure I know people that... so I don't.
Okay. All right. Do you think that, even if you do not vote, do you think that Nigeria can get a good president that would maybe, if not change the way the country is, at least put steps in place that, like, after 4 years, we can say, okay, so and so and so has improved? Do you think there's a possibility of that happening?
Well, from now, I think it's pretty bleak.
Okay.
But even if there's going to be any effective change, I don't think we are going to feel it for now. Probably okay. People that are growing now are the ones that would benefit from it.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it.
Okay, so even if we don't see it, at least our children will not suffer it.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully, true. So are you interested in relocating outside the country anytime soon?
Yes, I'm very open to it.
Oh, why?
Well, for me, home is where family is, and most of the people around me, my siblings and so many close family members, have relocated. Then people really dear to me have relocated, so I'm very, very open to it.
So you're relocating is basically going to meet your people outside?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. That makes sense. So do you have any advice for your fellow young Nigerians at this point?
Well, I'll say if you feel you can help this country, please be very passionate about it. But as for me, I'm leaving, so I'm sorry. But I'll try to help.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Naomi.
Yeah, young person, get your PVC.